My name is Stephen Howden, and I have a sound clip for you. It's the shuttle engine tests here at the Stennis Space Center.
We've been offering listeners a chance to tell us about sounds in their lives, and we're sharing them with you. Today's sound clip comes from the Gulf Coast, right on the Mississippi-Louisiana border. And even though I'm broadcasting today from Washington, D.C. earlier this week, I was along the Gulf Coast, and when Steve Howden called us and told us about the sound that he hears in his office in Mississippi, we decided to drive over and take a listen for ourselves. Let's let him tell us some more about the sound he hears of testing space shuttle main engines.
Test stands are several here. They're in a group on the Stennis Space site, and NASA doesn't let us know when they're going to have a test.
Fuel inlet temp at 38.5 degrees Rankin, within limits. Locks inlet temp is at 1.
When the rocket tests start up, there's a low rumbling sound, and I can feel the vibrations throughout the building. I guess the rumbling is kind of the same as being close to a train that's going by. Years ago, we had a professor from the West Coast who was giving a seminar, and in the middle of the seminar, a rocket test started up, and he got pretty scared because he thought it was an earthquake.
Cut off arm going on. Cut off arm is on.
Back during the Saturn program, when they were testing those engines, apparently windows would break within a certain radius. I don't remember how big that radius was, but that's the reason for the 20-mile buffer zone around the center.
That's Stephen Howden of the University of Southern Mississippi. He's based at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, and he was talking about the sound of space shuttle main engines being tested. As to why we hear this sound here in Mississippi, we've asked David Throckmorton, who's deputy director of the John C. Stennis Space Center. Why? What are you doing out there with the test?
We are continually demonstrating the reliability of the main engines on the space shuttle system that take our astronauts into orbit. The way we ensure the safety and reliability of those engines is to test and test and test them on the ground.
Now, the engine that we're hearing tested, in this case, is not itself an entire engine that has either been in or is going up in an orbiter, but there are part of their components in it that are being tested for flight.
Most frequently, we will be testing ground engines on which we can attach the various components that will ultimately be included in a flight engine. But there are times that we will have a complete flight engine that's brought to us that we'll acceptance test to assure that it's ready to commit to flight.
So the benefit to us for the cost of all the testing, the benefit is when there's a shuttle launch, there really shouldn't be any part in that that hasn't experienced conditions of a launch.
Absolutely. If an engineer looks critically at the total space shuttle system and asks the question, what is the most dangerous, risky part of the system? Statistically speaking, because these machines pack so much power in such a small volume and a small weight, the space shuttle main engines are statistically the most dangerous part of the space shuttle system. But we have never had a failure of a space shuttle main engine on launch, and the reason is we have a very, very active and rigorous test program that assures us the reliability of those engines and their component parts.
Does it become routine, unexciting at some point, really?
Absolutely not. There are those who will tell you that what we do at this center is the second best show in America's space program.
Well, David Throckmorton, thank you very much for talking with us.
You are quite welcome. It's my pleasure, and we've been glad to have you at Stennis Space Center today.
Mr. Throckmorton is the deputy director of the John C. Stennis Space Center in Mississippi.
To hear what other listeners have offered to sound clips and to find out how you can submit your own sound clip, visit npr.org.